Hi, everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus podcast. We're bringing you exciting exclusive interviews at FinOps X. And joining me today is Alon from Point 5. Alon, thanks for joining me.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Alon, you guys just came out of stealth. Yes. Talk to me about that and talk to me about Point 5.
For sure. So actually, a lot of people come to and ask me, Alon, I've been working all this year for enterprises. What is all this stealth and out of stealth all about? Like, why do you do it? So there are a bunch of reasons, right? A lot of people do it for the noise when they get out of stealth. For us, it was very different. For us, it was really about, as we were building, we want to make sure we have something that is really valuable and unique. And only then go out and say, hey, we're here, we're doing something amazing. And I think just, you know, 1 month ago, we got to this point. When we onboard our first batch of customers, we know they're doing something very unique, very special. We get amazing feedback from customers. They ask, hey, within 2 weeks, we have a positive ROI and we have huge potential to get a lot more. And when we got to that point, we said, okay, that's the time to say, this is Point 5, everyone should know. So we'll wait a few more weeks to get closer to FinOps X, and then we did it.
All right, so what problem does Point 5 really solve?
Right. So actually, it's one of the biggest problems. It's consistently rated number one at all the state of the FinOps reports. And that's about how you optimize your cloud infrastructure, your usage, and more importantly, how you actually drive the cultural change and the action from the engineering organization. Because the FinOps people, they care. They know the problems, they know what needs to be done, but at the end of the day, the engineering team that develops the applications and own the infrastructure, they need to take action. So they need to get involved. And today there is a lot of friction in this process, right? And FinOps people, like, out of their job is actually chasing engineers.
To perform that action to get something done.
And that's crazy. And we completely flip the equation and we're saying, hey, Point 5 is a platform where you onboard your engineers. I have customers with thousands of engineers onboarded into Point 5. From the other side, you have the FinOps guy, and we help actually bridge this gap and make the engineers accountable, responsible, and with all the tools they need to actually do something about it.
So you're getting rid of the friction between the two in order to accomplish some of the automated tasks, some of the actions that need to be taken.
Exactly. So it's about giving the engineers all the context they need. It's about giving them accurate recommendations because the false positives create a lot of lack of trust. And it's about automating a lot of these actions to make it very easy for the engineers. And that's the only way to go about it because engineers will always prefer to build the new shiny feature rather than optimize the current infrastructure. And maybe one more point that I feel is very, very important. And I feel that it's beyond providing tools. It's about a cultural revolution and a revolution in what is engineering or what is good engineering. And we want to get to a point where everyone understands in the organization that optimized, efficient infrastructure means good engineering. And if your infrastructure is not efficient, then you're not such a good engineer.
One of the key things I want to touch on is you kind of indicated trust. And the platform in between the engineering, the FinOps team, it's a single point of view. It's a view that it allows people to trust the results and then trust the actions that need to be taken.
Right, and also create the alignment.
Yep.
So everyone knows what is the status, how efficient we are, what needs to be done. Everyone works on the same platform, so there isn't misalignment in the data points. Also, one key feature, small feature, but extremely important we develop is to get the feedback from the engineers. So we allow them to actually say, hey, this is not something that I can solve, or this is not something that needs to be solved or can be solved because of whatever business context. So we incorporate this feedback into our platform, and then the FinOps person can say, okay, that's not going to be done. There is a good reason, it's documented, we're aligned, let's move ahead.
Alon, I'm gonna move over to FinOps X because the conference is happening right now. And is this your first one?
No, it's my second one.
All right. Well, there's only been three. So I'm still in the early stages of getting people like, oh, I've been all the three, or this is my first. This is your second one. What are you looking to get out of it?
So first of all, I have to tell you, I come from security background and security conferences. So my previous start was in cybersecurity. And first of all, FinOps X is completely different vibe, different atmosphere. Everyone here a lot more receptive. open to share their experience, open to hear about new things, coming here to learn. First of all, that's amazing. And that opens an opportunity for us to meet new people, to learn about their challenges, learn about the new trends in the industry. And that's a key goal for us. On top of that, I actually feel that a major value add for us as a company building a tool is actually getting in person with our existing customers. So it's not only about meeting new people or learning from new experiences, it's also about this person that I met like 10 times over Zoom in the past year. Let's meet in person. Let's get connected. I want to feel your pains. I want to see what I can do better to make your life better. And look this person in the eyes and get this feedback. It's completely different.
That's much more important than the remote stuff. And I think any conference that you go to has its unique opportunities. You can network, right? The community. And I think one of the biggest things with FinOps in general is that the community is everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to solve the problem. They want to educate you on things. They're not just trying to sell you the quick fix for it. I understand in the security aspect where they don't want to tell you some of this stuff for security reasons, but that's not what it's really all about. Not only at X, but at some of the other conferences you go to, I actually go to just network and meet people face-to-face, people who I've talked to over Zoom or I've done recordings and podcasts with, but I've never met in person. So this is really important. At X, what are you looking to, you know, what sessions are you looking to attend? Or what value are you looking to get out of this conference besides the networking?
Yeah, so besides the networking, so we're really geared toward the sessions related to engineers and how you change engineering culture and how you engage with engineer and how you manage it on an ongoing basis. These are like our areas of passion.
Yep.
That you want to hear, like how people do it, especially the people that come out and speak about it, that have meaningful experiences and meaningful insights, want to hear all about it. Okay. Yep. Also, we want to hear about things related to AI. Honestly, like I don't see how AI can do a revolution yet at FinOps. We're still always investigating it. There's a lot of hype. We're still using it internally, by the way, for our optimization recommendations, we use AI as well. But I still haven't found how AI is going to revolutionize the FinOps world.
Not yet. I still think there's a level of trust there to understand that the data is correct. It might revolutionize portions of, right, say, the world or FinOps, right? And it might help you in certain portions, but grow from there.
Exactly. And right now, it's more like of a point value add,
yep,
around finding the best optimization solutions, usage and cost anomalies. So there is obviously value add for AI, and this is what we implement, for example. But I still haven't seen how AI is going to completely revolutionize the industry, and we're looking at it all the time to make sure we can find it when it's there.
I agree. And one of the other things that you want to touch on is that not only how AI is going to help FinOps, but the understanding of the implications of using AI and the cost around that and associated it to make sure that it maximizes the business value.
Totally. It's all about maximizing business value. This is why I don't like the word AI. There is so much hype around it. Honestly, when I tell about our AI, I never say AI. I always say we're using LLMs for that. We're using machine learning for this. I'm trying to avoid AI because it's a word that contains so
overused,
much
right.
Overused. So I want to be very specific in what we're doing and how it's actually provide this business value, because this is what it's all about.
Alon, besides AI, do you see any emerging trends for FinOps?
Yeah. So first of all, I think that like the understanding that engineers have to be an integral part of the entire FinOps process. I think something people are realizing. We can see, by the way, through the state of the FinOps reports over the year, that more FinOps are reporting to CTO or CIO. For me, that's part of the same trend.
Yep.
If people understand that FinOps has to be very, very close to engineering. So that would be number one. And I also think that over time, things will become more technological. So people would starting to understand that you cannot, you know, separate the financial aspects of the cloud and the technological aspects of the cloud.
Yep.
And these are coming very, very close. So all the platform will become more technological, will give you more technical depth than anything that existed before.
Alon, where do you see FinOps going in the next 6 to 12 months? I was going to say 3 to 5 years, but when you look at that in technology,
yeah.
AI's only really been prominent in the last 18 months, and look where we're at. So let's just go 6 to 12 months.
Yes. So I think that what's going to be changed is that you're going to have ambassadors within the engineering organizations for FinOps. So the FinOps person will no longer be like this one person, one man show that's trying to make things happen, but actually have ambassadors within the engineering organization and create a lot more collaborative approach that can also provide you like ongoing value, ongoing efficiency that can last forever. By the way, our previous company, this is how we started Point5, was Rapid7. And Rapid7, we had a cost on every few months, which was amazing, right? Saved a lot of money. But from our perspective, it was, hey, why every few months?
Why not all the time?
Yep. Why not on an ongoing basis? We want to create this continuous process when things can happen all the time. And in many ways, I think this is the biggest thing like this industry needs to go into, like a process where things are being handled on an ongoing basis. Because part of the culture, you have all the tools in place to make it happen. And people understand this is the only way to remain efficient over time.
Do you see the role of FinOps evolving over time?
Definitely, definitely. I think it should become an a lot more strategic role than tactical role. I think today a lot of the FinOps work is doing like legwork, like I said, chasing people, getting them to do stuff.
It's almost like a project manager,
exactly.
Right? So you're going to this person, but you're all part of FinOps. And what one of the things is you're trying to coordinate and get things going, but it's going to be changing.
It's going to be changed dramatically. Why? Because I think a lot of the tactical day-to-day stuff will move to engineers. There is no point for a FinOps person to work on a specific optimization or make something being changed. Like the day-to-day, the tactical stuff should be handled by engineering. And the FinOps person, he should take a more strategic role of understanding, okay, what tools we need to have in place? What should be our top priority from FinOps perspective? Is it visibility? Is it optimization? What are like our biggest initiatives? And from my perspective, it'll be a lot more strategic and also a lot more collaborative with the entire organization.
So Alon, if I were just trying to get into FinOps, what are some areas, what are some places I can go not only to gain more information, but connect with the community?
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, FinOps Foundation, I think the Slack group is an amazing place to make connection, to understand what's going on, and also to learn. The certification is a great place to start, right? I do recommend as well, and I told you in the beginning, I think that the gap between the financial and the technological aspects of the cloud are coming very tightly together. I think if you want to get into FinOps, you also have to get into technology. So choose a cloud that you like best. I know, AWS, Azure, GCP, Oracle, whatever it is.
I won't tell you which one.
No, I don't really care which one.
Yeah, right?
By the way, I don't care.
As long as you understand it,
yes,
and you understand the billing aspect and the cloud aspect and how everything's
exactly
deployed.
Not only the billing,
yeah,
the technological aspects.
Yep.
Okay, what is a workload?
Well, that brings a whole bunch of other challenges to understand. When you say workload in one cloud provider or VM and another says an instance, all those terminologies definitely have to translate not only from the cloud, but also to an internal corporation and how you define certain aspects.
Definitely, definitely. But I can tell you that the principles are the same. If you will go and understand one cloud, you have all the principles figured out. Because at the end of the day, they do more or less the same thing. So some have more focus there, better abilities there, but basically it's all being done the same. But if you understand like the basics of cloud computing and cloud storage and networking, that will be an amazing head start for you. And that would open your potential a lot more because you can have a more meaningful conversation with engineers. They cannot just, you know, tell you stuff and yeah, go away. They cannot just, you know, do that to you. So it will really open your potential to a lot bigger impact. So that's my personal recommendation.
Well, I'm going to wrap things up, but what's next for you in Point5?
Cool. So first of all, you know, grow bigger. Like we just completed this phase of we have amazing confidence, our uniqueness and value proposition. For us, it's growing bigger as a team and expanding our circle of supporters of companies that actually want to work with us on an ongoing basis, and always be at the edge of development of technology. We develop a very, very technically deep platform, and want all the time deepen it and give you more capabilities so companies can really unleash their full potential of cost efficiency.
Well, Alon, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Hopefully I'll see you on the Midway, man.
Of course, all definitely. Right.
Thank you so much.
See you tonight.
All right, everybody, this has been an awesome FinOps Nexus podcast. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? We're out of here.